Good morning. Okay, wait, let me do some adjusting. Hi, my name is Katie. I'm one of the interns this summer. Hey guys. I am working with the teens all summer, and hopefully, well, I want to thank you all for graciously trusting us interns with your teens. And hopefully they come back to you at the end of the summer a little bit better than you left them. But if not, I urge you to talk to Matthew Mercado. He will field all complaints. A little bit about me. I'm from Gainesville, Florida. I go to the University of Florida. Go Gators. You know, that's a really popular school with this group. go Gators, woo! I am studying media production, and I'm minoring in Portuguese. I am 22 years old. This summer, I'll be 6 years old spiritually, and like next week. I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, and then Jacksonville, Florida. I've got a twin sister. Some of you know her. She did this intern a few years ago and told her brothers. Yes, I will be doing communion today. I really struggled to come up with what to talk about in communion. I wrote about 5 different drafts of what I wanted to share, tried to consider everything, make it personal but not too personal, talk about Jesus, keep it simple, go vulnerable, tell your story, tell a story about Jesus, share what I'm learning, share about the cross, what it means to me. I asked like 6 different people of all different ages, like what they like in a communion or how they would go about it, and they all gave like very different answers, and their answers like conflicted. So I was like, okay. You see, I really want to do a good job. I relate to what Chandler shared a few weeks ago. I want you guys to feel like I did a good job. I even feel a little bit of pressure being the only girl intern from the summer up here sharing. You know, I want to represent my gender well too. I care about how I come across. And I think I can have this idea of how communion is supposed to look, or how being a disciple is supposed to look, or even how being an intern for the teens this summer is supposed to look. You know, many times this summer people have asked me how the internship is going, or what my favorite part about it is, or what I've learned, or how God is moving. And I freeze up. I get really scared, because then comes the next part, the part I'm really afraid for people to find out, that I have no idea what I'm doing. Okay, that wasn't written to be funny, but comforting. I appreciate it. This summer doesn't even look like the summer that I prayed for or dreamt about or even prepared for. To be vulnerable, I'm kind of in a weird space, mentally and emotionally. I haven't fully felt like myself this summer. Some days I feel exhausted for no reason. Even after coming off of like 9 or 10 hours of sleep, the healthy college dose, you know. I've felt a sense of heaviness with me this summer. I've often felt like I'm running on empty, and that can make me feel really, really guilty. It makes me feel like that Northview didn't get the intern that they were promised. It makes me feel like I'm doing a bad job at this internship. Many times this summer, I've been disappointed in myself, wishing I had more energy, more time, more emotional bandwidth to do my job well. I get in my head and I tell myself things like, you shouldn't be this tired, it's summer, you're not in class, you're eating and sleeping well enough, you're just lazy, or you're not trying hard enough. I expected more from you. And I'm so afraid that when people ask me these questions about my summer and I don't know how to answer them, they'll also think I'm a failure. And then there's no going back. A few months before the summer, I asked all the interns what their prayers and dreams for the summer were, and I shared my own. While I was writing this communion, I suddenly remembered one of my own prayers. This is what it said. This is my first time doing the teen internship, so I'm really praying that I can be led not by insecurity and the desire to be competent, but that I can be led by the Holy Spirit and the wisdom and guidance of others and humility. And I kind of laughed remembering this prayer of mine, because this idea to not be led by my insecurity and desire to be competent, between what I've shared about my process for making this communion or my feelings of heaviness this summer, I think it's pretty evident that I desire to be competent. I desire for others to know that it's true about me through the words I say, my actions, and the person I show up as every day. Feels like every day I wake up and face the same battle, to not let all of my actions throughout this internship be a reaction to my fear of failure or a reaction to my fear of incompetence. Then I remember Jesus. In John 15 it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." And so I think I can get really concentrated on the parts that says, "This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples." And I look for the fruit in my own life with a magnifying glass, but then I forget the simple truth about bearing fruit in the scripture. I do not produce fruit by trying to produce fruit. I become fruitful when I connect well to the vine. You see, I can pursue the image of holiness, or I can pursue God and let him be the one to make me holy from the inside out. One of those options is far less burdensome and far more life-giving and fruitful. I am reminded by the scripture that Jesus is the only one who can produce such beauty and life in this world and in me, that he is the source of life, that on the cross, Jesus puts death in its proper place. The cross puts to death that which should die and brings to life that which should live. I'm reminded again and again, much to my surprise and relief, that it's not about me, it's about Jesus. That he is the one who moves hearts and changes lives and produces fruit and brings redemption. And I'm suddenly hopeful. I'm hopeful in the God who desires relationship with me instead of desiring my ability to manufacture a fruitful, holy life. I'm grateful for the God whose yoke is easy and burden is light. I'm grateful for the God who still wants to partner with me as I show up with all that I got, watching his power be perfected in my weakness. So at this time, I'm going to pray for communion. Dear Father, as we take the bread and the cup and we remember your sacrifice of your Son, Jesus, we remember your broken body and your shed blood. Remember that you paid a price for a crime you did not commit, God. We remember that you were holy and blameless, but you died for us so that we may know abundant and full life and so that we may be free. Thank you for redeeming us then, today, and every day. Father, help us as we become professional dyers to our old selves so that we may know new life in you. Thank you for the hope you bring. God, thank you for redeeming and reconciling, restoring all things, even the parts of my own life in this world that I believe are too damaged or beyond repair or worthy of your love and care. As we take communion, Father, we remember the sacrifice of your Son. Thank you for loving us. Amen.